This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm privileged today that I get to bring you Beth Comstock. She's with us. I'm going to read her biography. Her mission is to understand what's next, navigate change, and help others do the same. By cultivating a habit of seeking out new ideas, people, and places, she built a career path from storyteller to chief marketer to corporate vice chair. Beth spent nearly three decades at GE until December 2017, and as Vice Chair of Business Innovation and previously Chief Marketing Officer, she led efforts to accelerate new growth, develop digital and clean energy futures, seed new business, and enhance brand value. As President of Integrated Media at NBC Universal, Beth also oversaw TV ad revenue and new digital efforts, including the early development of Hulu.com. She's a director at Nike, trustee of the National Geographic Society, and former board president at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian National Design Museum. Graduated from the College of William and Mary with a degree in biology, and her first book, Imagine It Forward, about working and living on the front lines of change, was released in 2018 and named Best Business Book Pick by Fast Company and Wired UK. Beth, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, Derek.
A couple of specific questions for you, though, about your past, which I'm sure you've heard about a lot. But one is turning down a job offer from Steve Jobs more than one time. Can you talk about that for just a minute? That's so intriguing to me.
Yeah, well, I was in a really one of my toughest jobs. I had gone back to NBC and was leading digital media after many years at GE. And it was a really tough environment. Everybody was very fearful of change. It was the arrival of YouTube into the scene. So it was a very tough environment. I was leading What's Next. And let's just say things weren't going that well all the time. And so I had a lot of reason to think I should maybe leave. And so I'd gotten as part of my digital work to work with the team at Apple, and they had approached me about a job, and they brought in Steve Jobs to seal the deal. And it happened twice. I turned down the first one. It just wasn't the right fit. We both agreed. And then the second time it was a bit harder because it was a bit more of a fit, but I just knew it wasn't the right role for me. I was also incredibly loyal to my company, but it was one of those, I regretted it on some levels because I know he was a tough boss, but a good people felt they really learned from him. So I always regretted that opportunity, but at the same time, I made my decision. I didn't regret. I made it with good reason. I didn't think I would be able to do the things I wanted to on that path at Apple. You know, sometimes I looked at GE's had a tough couple years. You look at the stock value of GE versus Apple. You go, what were you thinking? Of course you can't. You can't really tell that future. But I did it because I believed I knew in my gut, and I did both a logical and an emotional assessment of what was the right path for me. And so when you make those decisions with all your best judgment, you just move forward. You have to make it work.
I think it's really important because people live in that fear of missing out. And then if they make their own decision, and that's happened in my life in a career change before where I made a decision to leave something and then it thrived and did really well and I didn't get to be a part of it. I just had that I wasn't proud of myself during that moment. I learned something about me, Derek, as a person, things I need to work on. But I had such jealousy and resentment that I'd missed it. And I had to learn to work through that and be happy to what I call legacy entrepreneurship of being willing when you leaving it better than when you left it and then moving on and being happy that it thrives, even if you're not a part of it. But I think I've seen a lot of people that have that what if, and they get stuck in that moment. It could be small things, you know. It could be that they played college, you know, high school sports and didn't get to go to college sports or whatever it might be, and they spend a lot of their life in regret for it. Derek Champagne here. Join me on Instagram. It's Mr. Derek Champagne. If you want to see videos from our guests, book giveaways, and more, that's Mr. Derek Champagne.